Great white nothingness. Out of the thousands of children born every single day, at least one of them will turn out to be a dreamer. And on May the 5th, in room 37E of the maternity ward at Rosewood Hospital, that one child was Archer Benjamin Helmsley. Yes, there was simply no mistaking it. The doctor saw it, the nurses saw it, and much to her chagrin, his mother saw it. Even a pigeon that wandered into the viewing room station saw it. The young Archer Helmsley lay quietly in the maternity ward, staring at the ceiling. He didn't know it was a ceiling. He didn't know what anything was. But Archer lay there all the same, gazing up into that great white nothingness, when, all at once, two heads sprouted from nowhere. "Why, hello there," said one of the heads. "You must be Archer." "Yes," agreed the second head. "He truly must be Archer." Whether he must be Archer or not, Archer was Archer. But Archer himself did not know that yet. "Do you know who we are?" asked the first head. "How could he?" said the second. "He's only 48 hours old." The first head agreed. "In that case, I believe introductions are in order. I'm your Grandma Helmsley, and this is your Grandpa Helmsley." Archer didn't respond because Archer couldn't respond. There's really not much you can do when you're only 48 hours old. But the two heads went on and on about this and that, and Archer looked from one to the other, not understanding a single word. Then a third head sprouted from nowhere, and just as quickly, all three disappeared, leaving Archer to stare at the ceiling.